quiet, babe. Say, how about that? Ouch.
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. I've been around a lot, and believe me, I've faced more of life than Portia. But I'm just one of the forgotten people in this world, like Whistler's father. By profession, I'm in show business, but right now I'm not working very much at it. Funny, though, when you're broke, there's only three times when you're really minded. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, yes. And when your hotel bill is due, which incidentally is today. I owe a month's bill on the tiny little room I took. Room looks more like a tea bag with walls. But I do owe the rent, and the hotel manager, Mr. Walters, is getting just a little impatient with me. I can tell that by the way he keeps changing the lock on my door. Also, I'm getting tired of climbing into my room through the transom, so... Well, there's only one way out of this mess, and I'm taking it.
Good evening, Miss Revere.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Walters. I was just going for a little walk.
How nice. Do you always walk down the fire escape, Miss Revere?
Oh, is this the fire escape?
Oh, didn't you know?
No. I thought this was the staircase to the lobby. You see, I know the janitor always washes the staircase at night, and I figured this is where he puts it out to dry.
Yes. Well, that's a natural mistake, Miss Revere.
Is it? I mean, yes, it is.
Yes, Miss Revere. So you were just going for a casual stroll.
Yeah, it's such a nice night.
And you decided to take your suitcase with you.
Yes. In case it suddenly gets cold, I might want to change into something warmer. Well, you know how it is, Mr. Walters.
Yes, I know exactly how it is, Miss Revere.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bring this up at 2 o'clock in the morning out here on the fire escape. But you've been a guest at our little hostelry for 4 weeks now, and you owe us a matter of $96.
Well,
That, you must agree, is a lot of money.
But on the contrary, Mr. Walters, I think for 4 weeks it is very reasonable.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad. And now, Miss Revere, I feel silly about asking this, but when do you intend paying your bill?
Well, Mr. Walters, the reason I haven't paid...
I don't believe that lie.
How do you know you don't believe it? You haven't even heard the lie yet. I mean...
Hey, come with me, Miss Revere.
Where are you taking me, Mr. Walters?
Back into the hotel to work out your bill.
Oh, not as an elevator operator, I hope. I can't stand height. I even get dizzy when I lick an airmail stamp. I'll get the money for you, Mr. Walters. My agent's looking around like crazy.
And Miss Revere, you're going to work out your debt to our hotel as room clerk. Night room clerk.
Oh, but I can't, Mr. Walters. I like to sleep nights. I can't sleep days. It's too light.
Well, close your eyes and it'll be dark.
Oh.
Night room clerk you are, and night room clerk you'll be until you wipe out your debt to our hotel.
I have no experience as a room clerk.
Well, it's quite simple, Miss Revere. All you have to do is say no to everything.
Oh.
You certainly know how to do that.
I should. I've been doing that since the first time I put on high heels.
Oh, pardon me, Miss Revere. Hello, Hotel Mercury. Mr. Walters, the night manager, speaking. Who? Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, yes. Yes, Your Highness. Oh, of course, Your Majesty. The very best, Your Highness.
Who is that?
His Royal Highness, Baron Krabosnik of Georgia. His elbow, front, post haste.
Krabosnik? That don't sound like no southern name.
Hey, Miss Revere, the Baron comes from Georgia, one of the countries in the Balkans. It's part of Russia.
Naturally.
Yes, Mr. Wallace, you rang? Oh, howdy, Miss Revere.
Hi, Jimmy. How's Kip's been lately?
Well, there'll be much more, Jimmy, when Baron Krabochnik gets here. Oh, just to think that soon we'll have honest-to-goodness royalty staying in our humble little inn. I'm so thrilled I could just swoon.
Oh, Baron Krabochnik, huh? Say, I've been reading about that guy. He's got more money than Jack Benny says he hasn't.
Yeah, I recall reading the name in the newspapers. He's the fellow that just married that American showgirl.
Please, this is no time for idle chatter. Oh. Hey, Jimmy, I want you to see that the housekeeper has the royal bridal suite ready for the Baron and Baroness.
The royal bridal suite?
Yeah, the one with the window.
I wonder why he wants to stay... Oh, say, maybe the Baron's one of those jerks what don't like no publicity.
Exactly, Jimmy. He expressly mentioned that that's the reason for staying here. He just can't stand newspapers.
Then it's a good thing he ain't going to be in my room. That's what the walls are papered with.
Well, Miss Revere, I must rush downtown and tell Mr. Covey, the owner of the hotel, the glad tidings, that we're having a royal bride and groom here. Oh, and Miss Revere.
Yes?
If the royal honeymooners arrive while I'm gone, just show them right up to the bridal suite.
All right.
They're traveling incognito and probably won't give their right name.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Miss Revere, did I hear right?
Hmm?
You the room clerk now?
Yeah, Jimmy. I'm working my way through a hotel bill.
Oh.
Well, you better go tell the housekeeper to air out the royal bridal suite for the Baron and Mrs. Baron.
Oh, sure, Miss Revere, I'll do it. Say, a man and woman just come in. They look awfully happy.
Hmm. Probably never stopped at this hotel before. Well, I better get my sneer ready. Got to look real hotel clerky, you know. See you later, Jimmy.
There's the desk over there, Lee Chen. Come on, do not be afraid.
Oh, I'm just tired, darling. We've been all over town looking for a room. Guys, this is an awful way to spend your honeymoon night. Wandering around town.
Oh, no, do not cry, my little wife. I have a feeling that at this hotel a room they will have.
Golly, they've just got to give us a room here. They've just got to. I just couldn't spend my honeymoon night alone in my room with the... Why?
No, Liebchen, you'll never be alone anymore. Remember, now you are Mrs. Johann Schmidt.
It's now John Smith, honey, not Johann Schmidt. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting. I'm now a real American with a real American name. You were very wise insisting that I change it legally, my darling.
And that'll make it easier for you to get a job, darling. Now that we were married, who can tell? Pretty soon we may have a... to support.
Yeah. We must get a room, and we will. We owe it to our little one. Clark!
Okay, sonny, you don't have to yell. I just ducked under the desk for a moment to fix my garter.
Oh, I didn't see you.
You were not supposed to. Now, what can I do for you?
We would like a room. You see, we...
Oh, honeymooners.
Yeah, and we would like a place to stay for the night. It's very important.
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but the hotel is filled up and...
Filled?
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but you know how it is.
No, we do not know how it is. We've just been married.
Oh.
I mean, Miss, I demand that you accommodate us.
You demand?
Yes, we demand.
Yeah, we demand the bridal suite.
Oh, darling, the bridal suite? But that's so expensive.
Bah, money. What is money?
Well, thank you. I wouldn't know. I ain't come across any in a long time.
Oh, hey, you must be him.
Him? No, I'm not him. I must. I mean, me. Now, do we get the bridal suite?
Oh, yes, Your Highness.
Your Highness?
No, miss, you're making some mistake. My name is...
John Smith.
Yeah, John Smith.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, naturally. Sign here, Your Royal... Your Royal... Smith, Miss.
Miss, what I wanted to say is that John Smith is not my real name.
Of course not. It never is.
Miss, I don't know who it is that you think we are, but whoever you think we are...
Darling, I'm so sleepy.
We are.
Sure, don't worry. Nobody will ever know, Your Highness. If you say you're Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, well, then you're Mr. and Mrs. John Smith. Right?
Right.
Right. Well, Here's the pen and here's the register.
What do I do now?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Son!
Yes, what is it, Miss Lee?
They're here, Ginny. The couple Mr. Walters was expecting.
Ginny?
Yes.
Show John Smith and Minnie Haha here to the bridal suite.
Oh, yes, sure. This way, folks. I mean, you're royal, folks.
Thank you. Come down. Good night, miss. Thank you, and we would not like to be disturbed.
Oh, don't worry. In case there's a fire, we'll put it out nice and quietly with soft water. Good evening. Good morning. Hotel Mercury.
Hello, let me talk to Maisie Revere, honey.
This is Maisie Revere. With whom have I got the pleasure?
This is Hyman, your agent.
Well, well. So with nothing doing today, don't call us. We'll call you Herman.
Well, I'm calling you now, honey. You open tomorrow night at the Rialto Theater.
A booking? A real honest-to-goodness booking? You mean it, Herman?
Maisie, you ever know me to tell a lie?
Answer the question, Herman.
Yes, yeah, all set. If you click on this one, baby... Well, I ain't promising nothing, you mind you, but it might mean the palace.
The palace? In New York?
No, Boise, Idaho.
Oh. Say, Herman, how much am I getting?
Well, baby, things are pretty tough, you know. You'll have to take a little less than you usually get.
I didn't think there was anything less than that. Well, okay, Herm, I'll be there. I still got my costume and my suitcase all clean and ready for just in case.
Okay, baby, and knock him dead.
Well, Mr. Beer, I told the boss the good news. Oh, and you should have seen his face when he found out that Baron and Baroness Krabotchnik are going to honeymoon at his hotel.
Not a going to, Mr. Walters. Ah.
Ah?
Mm-hmm. They've just gone up to the bridal suite. Oh, gee, they're a cute couple.
Well, cute is hardly the word for it. The Baroness is supposed to be the most striking blonde in this country.
Yeah, the way she giggles every time she... blonde?
Yes, practically platinum. Yeah, Miss Revere. Didn't you?
Well, the one I sent up was a brunette.
A brunette? Well, in this morning's paper, she was a decided blonde.
Well, I guess in the evening she decided on another color.
Perhaps. Women are that way sometimes.
Yeah. Because I couldn't understand what she ever saw in a little shrimp like the Baron.
Well, you never can tell. Shrimp. The Baron is 65.
Well, some shrimps are taller than others.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. It can't be.
Well, I'm afraid it can. But gosh, they acted a little like they were the real Baron and Mrs. Baron. His accent, his demanding manner. Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Walters.
You'll be quite a whole lot more sorry, Miss Revere. That bridal suite is reserved for the real Baron and Baroness Krabotchnik.
Well,
get those two imposters out of that suite, or instead of letting you work off your bill, I'll attach all your luggage.
Oh, but you can't do that, Mr. Walters. My costume is in that suitcase, and I've got to open tomorrow night with my hat.
Miss Revere, I'm afraid you'll have to go on without that costume.
But I can't. It ain't that kind of an act.
That is my final decision, Miss Revere.
Mr. Walters. Throwing a pair of honeymooners out is, well, it's a dirty trick.
Well, are you going to do it?
Yeah, chum. As soon as I can think of a trick that's dirty enough.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
There, 12th floor. Bridal suite is just down the hall.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, what's the matter, Miss Revere? Elevator ride a little too fast for you?
Yeah. You better give me time to fasten my safety belt when we were up here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. Next time you come up, bring my shoes.
I mean about getting that fake Baron and Baroness out of the bridal suite. You ain't got long before the real Royal Krabotchniks get here, you know.
Yeah, that's why I gotta work fast and nasty.
See, that singing job at the theater tomorrow night means an awful lot to you, don't it, Miss Revere?
Yeah, and I just have to get those honeymoons out of that suite or Mr. Walters won't let me have my costume.
Well, lots of luck, Miss Revere. If you need any help evicting that couple, just holler.
Well, if you hear any hollering, Jimmy, it'll be those honeymooners.
Well, my own little wife, here we are, alone in our own little bridal suite at last.
Yes. Don't you want to kiss your bride, honey?
What a question. Come, Leash, and snuggle closer to your husband.
How's this, darling?
Wonderful. Oh, my little flower, do I love...
What is it?
The room clerk. There's a very important question I must ask you.
Oh, fine.
Just a minute. What a hotel this is.
Well, hello, Foxy. Comfortable?
We were. But what is this important question you wanted to ask?
What would you kids like for tomorrow's breakfast? Some nice 3-minute eggs, perchance?
No, we just want to be left alone.
Yeah, good night, miss, please.
Oh, all right, then. Good night.
Such a question. At the time like this, food we want?
Darling, I'm lonesome.
Oh, thank you, Leach. Better now. What is now?
How about a nice steak?
All right. Anything to be left alone. This is our honeymoon. We have 2 steaks for breakfast, but tomorrow...
And without potatoes. Good night.
Oh, no. She's gone for good.
Yes. Alone at last. My husband.
Fine.
We don't have any potatoes. You'll have to take those steaks without something else.
Get out!
Okay. Gosh, you don't have to get sore just because we happen to run out of potatoes. Good night.
Good night!
Well, such temper. Good night.
Liebchen, I think for good she's gone now.
Thank goodness. Alone at last.
Oh, come, my wife. Kiss me.
What did you say, darling?
He said kiss me.
Oh, this is a terrible hotel.
Yeah, I don't see how anybody can stand staying here.
Neither can I. Miss, we are going to get out of here.
Good.
Tomorrow. Good night.
I know I said I'd like to help you get them Smiths out of there, Miss Revere, but well, this idea sounds sort of risky.
I know, Jimmy, but gosh, this is an emergency.
It is?
Yes.
Well, okay, Miss Revere, okay, if you're sure Mr. Wallace won't get wise.
Well, how can he? He's down at the desk waiting for the real Baron and Baroness. You have the key to Mr. Wallace's room, don't you?
No, but I can get it from the janitor down in the basement.
Good. Mr. Walter's room is right next to the bridal suite, you know.
Yes.
And as soon as we get into Mr. Walter's room...
We start making the racket that drives them phonies out of the bridal suite.
Yeah. And we've got just a few minutes before the real Baron and his bride get here. And, Jimmy, I know you're taking a big risk, but I'll help you out when you get in trouble.
Oh, but I never get into trouble.
That's silly. Anybody that has anything to do with me always has trouble. Come on, let's get that key, Jimmy.
I'm terribly sorry, Baron and Baroness Krabotchnik. It was a terrible, terrible mistake about the bridal suite. I don't know what to say.
Say, In my country, you would say nothing. You would be shot.
The whole thing is ridiculous. This is a honeymoon. We can't just walk the streets all night.
Do not cry out your beautiful eyes, my little blinds. We shall have a place to stay tonight.
Well, your highness, you can always sleep in the lobby.
We want a room. I demand that we be given the royal bridal suite. Throw those peasants out.
But I can't do that, your highness. This is a democracy.
Then throw those Democrats out.
Surely you can give the couple occupying our suite some other room to stay.
But, your highness, every room in the hotel is occupied.
Oh, just a moment, your highness. A nasty little thought just came to my mind.
Nasty, schmasty, all we want is that suite. For me and my little Boblochka.
Yes, Boris. So tired.
Click, peasant, before my bride falls asleep. Do already.
I'm buzzing the bridal suite now, your highness. Oh, there we are now.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Smith. This is the night manager. Oh, please, sir, such language.
Mr. Smith, it seems by some mistake you were put in the bridal suite reserved for the Baron and Baroness Krabotsky.
Do not be gentle with the peasants, peasant. Kindness does not work with the lower classes. Hang them out and shoot them.
You can't take people out in this country and just shoot them because they're poor, Boris.
You can?
Yes, I know, Mr. Smith, but would you mind if I moved you to another room? Room 1412. Yes, it's vacant. Well, thank you very much. Yes, you can go right there and I'll meet you at 1412 with the key.
It is fixed, no?
Yes, the bridal suite is yours, your highness. You can go right up.
Oh, Boris, I'm so glad. Come kiss me quick.
Yeah, I'll show you the way.
I know the way. I have kissed women before.
Rain left you. The room's empty. Mr. Walters must still be down at the desk.
Oh, please, Miss Weaver, not so loud. We'll disturb the people next door.
Well, that's the idea, Jimmy. Don't you remember?
Yeah, but I keep trying to forget.
Okay, now, Jimmy, start the yelling.
Okay. This is a fine thing. I come home from a hard day's
work. No, no, louder, Jimmy.
Okay.
Come on.
This is a fine thing. I come home from a hard day's work in the pool room, and what do I get? No supper.
Well, a bum wants supper. He wants supper.
Now, wait a minute.
Why, there's one more. He wants supper. I should go out and get a job.
A job? A job? I've been working on a job for 3 years.
Yeah, what kind of a job?
I don't know. I'm still working on it.
Papa, don't hit Mom over the head with me again. Use the chair this time.
Quiet in there, you.
It's working.
Boris, come back. I'm lonesome.
We got him riled up, Jimmy. Keep going.
Okay. A fine wife you are. Why, you ain't never washed my shirt.
How could I? Always wearing it.
That's no excuse.
Quiet in there. Stop that shouting.
Who's shouting? Can a woman carry on an ordinary conversation with her own husband?
Oh, shut up, Junior. Be quiet and drink your beer.
Shut up. You too, Junior. Go play with a nice stick of dynamite, Mama bought you.
Dynamite? A fine thing. We ain't got food in the joint, and you spend good money on toys.
But at least it keeps them off the street. Don't come in our door so hard. I got noise, you know.
Can't you be quiet, lowlifers?
Lowlifers? Sam told his bum out.
Bum! Do you know who I am? I am the Baron Krabotsky.
I don't care.
The Baron? You know who I am?
No.
Thank goodness.
Uh-oh. Look, your Baroness, I can explain, I think.
To the manager, you'll have to explain why you are keeping awake my bride and me next door.
Oh,
I am just fresh married on my honeymoon. Must you fight at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, but your highness, I thought... I mean, we thought... Well, Jimmy, say something to the Baron.
Sure, Baron. I hope you and your wife will be very happy.
Happy I will be if you two get out of here.
Oh, gladly, your highness. But you're blocking the way. You wouldn't want us to jump out of the window.
Would you?
Say, what's all this rumpus about? Miss Revere, what are you doing here?
Me? Oh, well, I thought, I wanted to get rid of the Smith. And,
yes, sir, you see, Mr. Walters, we've...
Yes.
That is she.
Any questions, Mr. Walters?
Miss Revere, I'll talk to you alone. Please go back to your room, your highness, and I promise you won't be disturbed anymore. And tell your bride I'm awfully sorry.
Tell her you're sorry. You expect me to wake her up just for that? Good night, you Vladnoshkins.
Vladnoshkins? What does that mean?
I don't know, but we probably are. Mr. Walters, all this wasn't Jimmy's fault. He just came in here to try to stop me.
Oh, Miss Revere. Hey,
never mind, Jimmy. Miss Revere, if you had bothered to check with me, you would have found out that I transferred the Smiths to another room.
Oh, then it's all right. Oh, gosh, I'm so tired I could go to sleep on a park bench.
I'm glad you said that, Miss Revere. You may have to.
May have to?
Yes. You see, I gave your room to the Smith.
Oh, no.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Here I am at 3 in the morning walking the streets in search of a nice quiet hotel where they don't ask embarrassing questions like, can you pay for a room? Anyway, I got my suitcase and my costume back. But if I don't get some sleep, I ain't seeing what kind of an act I'm going to put on tomorrow at the theater. I'm so sleepy that my act will be a novelty. It'll probably be the first time an audience has ever heard take me out to the ball game yawn. Oh, well, I'm exactly broke. I still got enough to go off to an all-night movie. Well, here goes. Heads is the Apollo, tails the gem. Oh, I rolled right down the sewer. With my luck, wouldn't you just know something like that would happen with my last order?
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Loreen Tuttle, Hans Conried, Frank Nelson, Sidney Miller, Mary Stewart, Harry Bartell, and Alan Reed. Jack McCoy speaks.